Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And as always, normal data rates apply. So it has been a very big week of hoops. The playoffs, the NBA Final Four, the best of the best are underway. And also, what, Tuesday night, the draft lottery. So we're going to get into that in our next segment. And as always, it's wonderful to have back with us contributor with Slam Magazine, does a great job, and he is the owner and operates the five-star basketball camp, Lee Klein. We gave you the week off last week, so it's good to have you back in the saddle.
It's good to be back, and it's this is a great stage for basketball. You got four great teams battling it out, trying to figure out how to win the championship. And then the draft is always, you know, hope springs eternal. And the draft allows for that feeling of, next year getting quality player and be able to build from there with it.
Okay, so before we get into all the X's and O's with the draft, as it's going to be coming up at June 25th, your busy season is just around the corner. As I understand, because we've talked about it many times on the show, June 12th is when it's going to get underway for the five-star basketball camp.
So it's we're really excited. It's our 50th season, and we're putting together what we think is going to be an awesome staff and an opportunity for us to continue teaching the game and to passionate player who wants to get their game to the next level to provide that opportunity. Give them three or four things, make them better players, and build them so that they one day could be on this big stage like some of the great five-star kids like a Steph Curry, a LeBron James, that are doing it right now, competing and trying to win a championship.
You bet. So let's step back to Tuesday night, the results from the NBA lottery, the 2015. What were your takeaways?
Well, I mean, Minnesota, of course, the big winner with the number one. But to me, let me tell you the big winner. It's the two teams that really won by, even though they didn't get the number one. One was the Lakers, who were able to move up to keep their pick, and now in a position where the worst they could do is either Karl Towns or Jahlil Okafor, which is a desperate need since the Andrew Bynum experience didn't work out there. And then the Sixers, who, even though they didn't get any consolation picks in that part, they are able, in the three spot, to really get the best guard that they think is the best fit for them and start this rebuild after three consecutive years of top five picks to maybe inch forward into being a competitive team. So those were, those were two major things. The other, the other thing was like the Heat, by staying out of the top 10, by being 10th, they were able to keep their pick instead of losing it. So that was, big for them. So those are kind of the small winners within the lottery that you don't really think about but end up really paying off big when we talk about getting your roster ready for next season.
Okay, the contributor with Slam Magazine, Lee Klein, is joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. So as we talk about the NBA, the draft lottery, I mean, how fired up do you get about this? Because, it's talking about, these guys, they're unproven, this young, fresh talent. But I get pretty excited about some of the free agents that are coming on board because these are guys that have proven themselves.
Right. I mean, when we talk about the draft, the reality becomes if you get 8 to 12 guys from this draft that will play some sort of rotational role for their team, that is your typical draft. 8 to 12 guys drafted that actually play in that top 8 for a team and make an influence. So when you compare that to free agency, and there's, of course, LaMarcus Aldridge and some really good players in this free agent class, some restricted, some not, you look at the aspect of guys that are, coming in as all-stars and immediate contributors. So the free agent, it's sort of piecing together the puzzle. Of course, they cost a lot more, the free agents, than the draft guys, but Absolutely. I think that July 1, we'll have a winner. We'll have an NBA champion, and everybody else is going to be fighting to get in that position for the following year.
Okay, let me ask you this, Lee. I mean, what team, in your mind, estimation, has the best shot at making the postseason from the lottery teams?
There's a lot that's going to have to be figured out here as far as free agency, how much is lost. I really like the direction that the Detroit Pistons are going in, and I think Pistons have the eighth pick. They've got some tough decisions coming up, one in particular this year with Greg Monroe, and then next year will be Andre Drummond. But the Pistons are on the rise, and Stan Van Gundy, a leader, one of the best coaches that we have, they are a team that I think is poised to make this next jump up.
What's the biggest challenge that they have to overcome to be able to take that next step?
Well, I think there's getting guys to understand winning. When you haven't been a team that's really won big games and made it to a certain level, if you got a roster that's not that hasn't done that, it's hard to teach that. It's hard to teach how to win games. It's odd in that regard, but it's really something that you don't think about becomes incredibly difficult. So there's key free agent moves that have to be made for them, but Reggie Jackson included, and we talked about Greg Monroe, a lot of key maneuvers, but they've got the right guy at the helm, and it starts with that infrastructure and having the right guy making the decisions. I think means good things for the Pistons as they move forward.
Hey, we're hooping it up with Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine, this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. So, yeah, we've been talking about some of the top picks that will emerge, but how would you rank this draft that's going to be coming up?
Well, I think we've got a really intriguing top dozen players. That top 12, those are guys that are, that have bright futures. I think this draft is a step back from the great Parker Wiggins class that we just had. And I think that though it's stronger than, let's say, the class that we had 2 years ago or 3 years ago. So I think there's, you got good bigs in this draft. They're quality bigs. For instance, a year from now when we're talking, I think we're going to miss the front court talent that's in this draft because just knowing from the McDonald's All-American and those players, not the same sort of skilled big guys that we have in this draft. So I think that's a key component, and it's interesting how the game's changed and the role of the center. And so you've got some guys that really could be stretch fours or reestablish the pivot as sort of a lost position that we've seen in the NBA.
I know we didn't get a chance to talk last week. I'm not sure if you were in Chicago, but what kind of feedback did you get from that combine? And perhaps what prospect really surprised?
Well, I think, one of the things, this is a growing trend, not just so much in the NBA, but, the NBA Combine, getting the top guys to actually go out and compete on the court, less and less guys want to do that in these Combine situations. So, Sam Decker and some of these guys played really well, but you can't get the top 5 to 10 projected draft guys to get on the court and compete in these Combines. They'll do the measurement and that part, but they don't want to go out and compete. So that's a little frustrating. I know that, they've been positives, we talked about Sam Decker, and I think he showed well, Jerian Grant. Andrew Harrison, surprisingly, played pretty well, where Aaron, his brother, struggled. So, I think the combine, the measurements are important. Guys like for Sykes and campaign small guards, who when they show up and they're actually measured bigger than what people think, and they're vertical and the physical aspect and the draft, the GMs can kind of check that off and feel good enough with it. To me, that's probably the biggest part of what the combine provides. Guys pass the physical aspect to take away a hurdle from being drafted. And a lot of guys did a great job in doing that and providing themselves best chance to move forward.
Who's the best point guard in this year's draft?
Well, I'm one who thinks that, we've got in this era kind of the combo guard, right? So D'Angelo Russell is really a two guard that's trying to make the transition for point, and maybe he could do it like we've seen a Russell Westbrook in that part. I mean, that's what you're talking about, today's prototypical guard. And then you got, Emmanuel Mudiay, who's the same thing. Really not a pure point guard from what we grew up in expecting from a point guard, but a dynamic guard that really a scorer first. And so those two guys, to me, Mudiay having a year pro experience and just what he can do athletically, he's a little bit more ready. And I would put Mudiay ahead of D'Angelo Russell. But, Russell is equally incredibly talented and one that people really love how he passes the ball and see potential for him to play the point guard on this NBA level.
Okay, circle your calendar for June 25th, the 2015 NBA Draft. It will be here before you know it. Of course, we've been visiting with Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine. Always does a great job joining us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We'll talk again soon. Thanks, Lee.
My pleasure.
Much more NBA talk coming your way right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.